Chapter 12. The Lady in the Tower. On the 15th of May, 1536, the trial of Queen Anne and her brother took place in the Great Hall of the Tower of London. It was not a secret event. Over 2,000 people came to see the spectacle. 26 men took part in the trial. None of them were strangers to Anne or her brother. The trials of Catherine of Aragon and Anne Boleyn were very different. At Catherine's trial, there were bishops, cardinals, and a king. At Anne's trial, there were clerics, secretaries, and men of the law, but the king didn't come. Every day I sat by Anne's side at the trial. I watched and listened carefully. All 26 men knew Queen Anne and her brother well. They knew the two Boleyns were innocent, but they also knew it was their duty to the king to find them guilty. This trial was a theatrical drama performed for the king's benefit. King Henry wanted to see Anne dead. It wasn't enough for somebody to murder her. He wanted a public death for Anne Boleyn. The truth was not important to anyone except for my mistress and her brother. Their destiny depended on the decision of the court. It was no surprise to anybody that the court found Anne and her brother guilty and condemned them to die. After the verdict, the guards took Anne to a cell in the Tower of London to wait for her execution. My mistress was frightened, but she was calm. She didn't have her title or her position anymore, but now she had the dignity of a real queen. Nobody could criticize her behavior. They all knew she was innocent. Her only crime was that the king didn't want her anymore. This morning, they executed Anne's brother. Since then, Anne has sat at her desk writing a letter to the king. "Meg," she said, "please call the guard." The guard of the tower came very quickly. "Please make sure the king receives this letter," she said, and gave him the letter and a gold coin. "Madam, I will give the letter to the king myself," he said. He was silent for a moment and then said, "My lady, soon it will be dawn. It is time to get ready." Anne nodded. The ladies in waiting came to help her get dressed. Anne looked at them and said, "Ladies, leave me. Only Meg will take care of me now." Anne sat at the dressing table and I helped her get dressed for the last time. I began to comb her hair, but she stopped me. "Meg, this time put my hair up," she said. I put her hair high up on her head. Anne looked at herself in the mirror. "I have such a small neck. I hope the executioner is fast," she whispered. Suddenly there was a knock at the door and two guards entered. "Mistress Boleyn, it is time," a guard said. Anne and I looked at each other in panic. She hugged me tightly and I didn't want to let her go. "My lady Anne, please let me come with you," I said. "No, Meg," she said firmly. "You must return to Hever Castle today. My mother will need you. She has lost two children today." The guards took her out of the room and I was alone. I put my hand inside my pocket and remembered the cloth bag she gave me earlier. Inside there were 25 gold coins. I was now a very rich woman, but inside I felt empty. "I have taken care of Anne Boleyn since we were children. I have combed her hair, washed her clothes, and dressed her. I have comforted her, listened to her, and guarded her secrets. But now she's not my mistress anymore, and it is time for me to go home."